episode 46 of
Brutal Battle.
And it will be.
I don't know what the hell that was, but okay.
Because there will be knives involved and stabbings with the crisp blades and the tantos and the switchblades and the wakizashi.
That was me just trying to do like a brutal voice, but it also, there was a little Randy Savage that came through.
And there was a little constipation in there.
A constipated Randy Savage,
yeah,
that's, is what it truly, truly was.
If that's what you're going for, you nailed it.
Well, I'm awesome then, because that's what I was looking for. Mm. All right, well, right off the bat, let's get it taken care of. It is hop knowledge time,
well,
folks.
Isn't that great? You really need to add that song in post. You know, dun, 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 dun. I'm telling you, man.
Hop knowledge!
Yes.
So, our hop for today is Centennial.
Well, the second one I've heard of.
Yes, this is another big one, using a lot of IPAs. So, it is the origin, the United States. Description for this, medium floral and citrus notes, but less floral than Cascade hops. Details on it? Bred by Hopsteiner in 1974, released in 1990. That's a pretty long time to be waiting for it. It was a cross between Brewer's Gold, Fuggle, and some others that were not revealed, I guess. Named for the Washington State Centennial Celebration.
Aww.
At one time, it was going to be destroyed due to lack of interest, but now it's widely used by craft brewers. Most typically used for bitterness, flavor, and aroma, and most ale styles use it. So, two examples for this one. One is the Founders Centennial IPA, which obviously it says it in the name.
Mm.
And another one is Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Two of hearts, two hearts they beat as one.
That was beautiful.
I need you, I need you.
That's outstanding. I'm actually inclined to just keep going. Keep going. Keep it going.
No.
Yeah, so yeah. Which, on the topic of Two Hearted, I tried Bell's Two Hearted Ale again recently. I tried it once before, and I believe I said a bunch of episodes back, overrated, in my opinion.
Yes.
I tried it again, and I still believe it's overrated.
Still overrated.
It is a good beer.
Yes.
It is a good beer. But it's more of like a fractional IPA to me. It's more like a session IPA than a true IPA. And a lot of people are just like, it is just a, like, the best IPA. I'm like, I wouldn't just put it as IPA. So, anyway. I'm getting too much on my high horse with this. I'm going to step down.
People like to hype things. That's what they do.
There's so much ridiculous hype around beers. But, and speaking of ridiculous hype, something that should have been building in people's minds since it was announced a bunch of episodes back, the next beer knife fight.
Shing, shing.
So hopefully we have a ridiculous amount of hype for that. And guess what, fellas, and ladies, and infants, and elderly, whoever's listening.
And maybe some midget.
Maybe astral plane beings.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Oh my gosh, aliens. Creatures of the abyss.
Yeah, creatures of the abyss. The beer knife fight starts today.
Oh my gosh.
Starts in this episode.
I can just... I'm overcome with battle lust.
This one's getting down right now, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm coming at you with a steel chair of beer.
So I will let everyone know that, yes, the beer knife fight starts. This episode will have our very first beer involved. Just as a refresher, this was a challenge issued by Sean Creel, a brewkeep, to me, Carlin, of Brutal Battle.
Tears you down.
I know you hope he
tears
me down. Tears
you down, because I got embarrassed on the first one.
Yeah, because you just want me to come down to your level. That's what you want. But I think I'll win. But no matter what happens, even if I lose, I win because the category is hop bombs.
Yeah.
And I love hop bombs. So even if I lose, I'm going to win because I'm going to get to drink these awesome hoppy beers.
Do we know for a fact that there aren't any overlap?
We do know.
Okay.
Because...
Rebecca's on that.
Yeah, Rebecca made sure. I asked her if there's overlap. I said, don't tell me what Sean's beers are, but is there overlap? And she said, no.
Not a single?
No.
Wow.
Well, it's only three beers each. And if you think about it, the category being hop bombs, it's not just potentially, I mean, it is potentially IPAs, but it could be anything that's just 75 IBUs. I believe we set 75 and above for the IBUs. So, we had texted my wife, Rebecca, she texted Sean to let him know that the beer knife fight was going to start being recorded now. So he sent me a text before we just started recording and he said, like a hot knife through butter, let the battle begin. Just to be clear, it was any beer over 75 IBUs, right? Not just hoppy as hell IPAs, though those are in play as well. Just want to make sure I don't take any cheap shots on my way to victory. So, yeah, that's a little trash talk. I always like a little trash talk.
Yeah, me too.
So
I just like the fact that we get to taste beers on this show that we think are good. That's always exciting. That someone thinks is good, you know? It's not just random turds that we get to drink. Random packaged bottled crap.
Turd bottles.
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone knows we're going to keep this going. It's going to be one beer per episode for the next six episodes, although we will be taking a break, obviously, for the 50th. We won't have it, so we'll finish on 51. Or no, I'm sorry, 52 is when we'll finish, that we'll have our final one.
Have we discussed on the show plans for number 50?
Not really. No? We just said that we're going to do something, but I don't want to discuss it. I want it to be a surprise.
So it's gonna be, we're not going to tell them at all. They're going to be like 49, regular episode 50. Oh my God, what's happening?
No, we got to build the hype, man. The hype. Okay, I'll give it this much. It is another tournament style episode. Hopefully we will have some guests on. And it will be good beers. This is not going to be a crap style. This will be our first tournament, because if you remember, we did the macros and then we did the pumpkin beers, and we're not big on either of those, obviously. This will be the first tournament where we will kind of be in heaven.
Oh, man.
Because it is a good style. Yes. A good style. Yes. So, we're looking forward to it. So, you all, listeners, should look forward to it, wherever you are.
So, I'm assuming, and this is probably better done off podcast, but what the hell, we're recording anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to record today, and then probably have another recording, and then we're going to do the 50th. Is that how it's probably going to work?
This is 46, so we're doing this one, then we'll do 47, 48, and 49.
Today?
No, not today.
I was about to say.
Not today. No, not today. No, we'll just be doing a knife fight beer all of those episodes, we'll take a break for 50, and then there'll be two more knife fight beers after that. So we'll wrap up on episode 52 will be the end. So hopefully I win this. If not, whatever. I mean, it's going to be a fun time. I feel confident I can beat Sean, though. And like I said, you know, I win no matter what. I'm winning. So do you want to go ahead and try this beer?
Yes. Is it that one?
It is this one back here.
Okay, yes.
So just to give everyone another reminder on the scoring, how this goes, it's our typical 1 to 10 point scale that we're going to give it. But Kyle's, since he's the main judge, his score counts 50%. Yes. My score counts 25%, and Rebecca tastes and submits a score to me on a piece of paper, and hers is also 25%.
Yes.
So the two people, well, the one person who definitely knows what it is 25%, the person who potentially knows is 25, and the person in the dark is 50.
Yep.
So let's take a look at the very first one.
Wow.
It looks like an IPA to me.
Gold, orange, amber, if you will.
Yeah, really.
It's beautiful.
Looks like it might be kind of syrupy.
Yes. The way it moves in the glass looks a little thick-bodied. Lacing out the yin-yang, which is to be expected with these types of beers.
Cloudy. Can't see through it.
Cloudy, yes. Not, well, yes.
Cloudy with a chance of hammered.
Cloudy with a chance of hop.
Hop. You want to get a sniff on it?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
is
man.
Is it a hop bomb?
That's juicy, sweet.
Does it fit?
Mango.
Does it fit into the parameters of the fight?
Oh, it's sweet. I almost get like a Smarties kind of thing going on. Like really sugary, that sugary sweetness.
I can see that. I get a little, okay, this happens with hoppy beers, so don't think it's weird, but I get a little cat piss.
You get a little cat piss? I don't get that at all. I get sweet heaven.
Well, that's good.
sweet, sugary, fruity goodness.
Actually, that's good or bad. I don't know if this is mine.
It's like...
Well, you signal to me when you're ready to taste, because you're the leader on this.
You haven't really said much, so you think this is yours? Is that why you're not saying anything?
No, I honestly, I have no idea, because I don't know what he has.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know. Like, he could have matched almost exactly what I brought. I mean, not the exact beer, but style-wise, I don't know.
It's slightly floral.
He's worried.
Oh, he's Sean's worried? Apparently worried. Ooh. Rebecca said Sean's worried because she was texting him, letting him know what beers I have in the knife fight.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he said he is a little worried.
Wow.
No, he said my lineup's good. That's right. That's right. I said I'm bringing my taste buds
then
on this.
Then he said this beer will probably be this beer, this will be this beer, but it's going to be a tie about this one and this one.
Oh, so he's predicting that certain beers will beat others.
Wow.
That's interesting. All right, well, you want to taste, Kyle?
Yes, I do. Whoa.
Woo, strong.
Jesus.
Mm. Very syrupy,
mm-hmm.
like we guessed from the look. It nails you with the bitterness.
Yes,
it
does.
Off the bat.
It's like... I'm going to rate all these beers poorly because they're all overhopped.
if that's the way you do it.
But I guess I have to take context into consideration here.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are all going to be hoppy beers, so I can't just knock them down because they're hoppy because that's what they are. So
it's kind of astringent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel worried about saying anything good or bad about this.
You got to...
Yeah.
Unbiased, man.
I am going to
pull punches when I was doing mine.
You're totally right. So I'm just going to be forward with it, but because I don't know if it's me or him, but it's astringent, and it's very syrupy.
I like syrupy, so that's a plus in my mind.
Mm-hmm. The hops are mainly bitter, kind of piney to me.
See, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the hops aren't integrated into the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They're more just like this undertone after finish, you know what I mean? And I don't like that. I want the hops, like, if it's going to be bitter, I want the flavor to be incorporated with all the sweetness so that it kind of rounds everything out. This, it feels like two layers. There's the sweet layer, and then there's the bitter layer.
The more I drink it, the more I like the flavor that's coming out in it, because the more sips I take, the less of the pininess I'm getting, and a little bit more of, like, a citrusy undertone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm getting a pretty strong astringency on it.
It finishes very hoppy for me. I don't like that.
Yeah, it finishes really hoppy, but it also finishes really astringent. And so that kind of... like, very bitter and very astringent duo.
I'm not getting as much astringency.
And I will say this, too. Two of the beers that I've entered into the beer knife fight, I've tried within the past few months. One, I did not. So, and that one's been, like, years and years since I had. So, that may be terrible. I'm just going off my memory.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like how this beer finishes. So, that's major points off for me.
Yeah. It does... I agree. It doesn't finish the best.
I like the aroma. Now, these scores will not be in our normal scale because, like I said, I have to...
Right. That's fine.
They're all going to be hoppy, so I have to take that in consideration.
You can do it however you want because you're the main judge.
That's how I want to do it.
It's not a part of our normal King of the Hill style tournament, so that it doesn't matter. So that's fine. As long as they're judged against each other the same way, it's fine.
All right. I got a score.
All right, so you have your score. Kyle, what is your score?
My score is a 4.
Okay.
Which
is funny. I'll say real quick because I'm going to give a 4. And go ahead.
While I do, there are some redeeming characteristics here. You know what I mean? I like the syrupiness. The nose was fun. I loved the nose. I thought
the nose
was
pretty
beautiful. And I do like that it's syrupy. I do like that it's got sweet and nice, pleasant flavor. I just do not like that finish. And I just not like the hoppy undertone. Like I said, it's like a two-pronged taste, so...
Yeah, and I'm not big on kind of like the pininess I get, and like I said, I'm not huge on syrupiness. Sometimes, it depends on my mood.
Depends.
And the astringency on the finish I'm not huge on either. But let's see what Rebecca gave it. Rebecca gave it a 5, actually.
Okay.
So she liked it a little more than we did.
Not too bad.
So that's good. 4, 4, and a 5? That's not bad at all. Do you want to take any guesses as to what this beer may be?
I think it's a hoppy beer, maybe a double IPA.
Maybe over 75 IBUs?
Probably. Chosen by either Sean or Carlin, I think. That's probably what it is.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
This beer is Double Wide IPA by Boulevard Brewing Company out of Kansas City, Missouri. It is just a straight up IPA.
Wow.
8.5% alcohol. I think it tastes every bit 8.5.
Yes.
This is not one of my beers.
Not one of your beers.
Not one of my beers.
Dun dun dun.
I love it. Actually, should I have told you that it's not? Maybe I shouldn't have. We did in the last knife fight.
Yeah,
I figured out. That's fine. This is not one of mine. It's part of their the Boulevard Brewing Smokestack series, which doesn't really mean anything to me. I just thought I'd tell you because it's on the bottom.
No, that's fine.
So there you all have it. The first knife fight beer in the books.
Yep. Double Wide. I like the name. The Double Wide.
Yeah, the first swing has been taken with the knife. And
cut you a little bit. Not too bad.
I'm bleeding a little bit.
You're bleeding, but you're not. It's not a life threatening wound.
I just need someone to give me like one stitch.
No, maybe two or three.
Two or three? I'd say one stitch.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about mortal wounds, okay? A 10 would be stab you in the heart, you're dead. So four. You need two or three stitches for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fair. We do have a little bit of time now. Between. You know,
time.
That.
Screw time. I just want to drink more.
Oh, I know. We'll get to that.
Hammered.
Well, you can keep drinking this beer here because there's still plenty in your glass. You got more double wide to go through.
Oh man, I love going through them double wide, boy.
So while we have a little bit of time, are there any beers that you had recently that you care to speak about, good or bad?
Because
I do have one. I'll say.
I bought a mixed sixer of 90 Minute Pearl Necklace, and I do not remember the third beer I got. And I also got a six-pack of Sweet Baby Jesus, because Woo. I am just in a Sweet Baby Jesus kick right now. Now that it's on the shelves, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm stocking up, baby.
And
I'm stocking up.
I know it's year-round now. Which is? Yeah,
it's
I'm pretty
100%.
Sure.
Okay, that's good.
I'm pretty sure.
Good to know.
Don't totally quote me on that, but I'm like 95% on that, I feel
I
like.
I just like... It's not like a mind-blowing beer or anything. I just appreciate that it's local, it's good, it's balanced, and it has good flavors of both chocolate and peanut butter without being overpowering in either category.
Yeah, and how many beers do you know that actually have peanut butter in them?
Yeah, it's
which
quality.
I did have one by Springhouse Brewing called Big Gruesome, and it's a chocolate peanut butter stout. And I don't think it's as good as Sweet Baby Jesus, honestly. I really don't. I think Sweet Baby Jesus is significantly better than Big Gruesome. So, in my opinion, where else are you going to get a peanut butter flavor out of beer that's at the top of its game, in a sense, for that style? Now, where else, really?
And we can walk there from here, basically.
Yeah, we can walk. There's a beer I wanted to bring up that I just had the other night. It's Six Point Brewing Company's Resin. They're out of New York.
Six Point. They do some good stuff.
I had never had any Six Point, and I had their Resin. And
Bengali Tiger?
Yes, they do Bengali Tiger. They do Crisp. They do a few. The thing about them that had always made me a little weary, especially in the beginning, is they don't put styles on their cans. And they only do cans, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put styles on it. They just have names for them. And then they'll have kind of descriptions on the flavors. And so I just picked up Resin because I heard it's pretty good. And Resin indicates to me that it's going to be like IPA, double IPA, something like that. It is very much like a double IPA. It was 9%, 9.1 to be exact. And I drank that thing in like 15 minutes.
Wow.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. That beer is dangerous. Because it is 9.1% and it does not taste it at all. And the flavor is pretty banging. I mean, it is good for double IPA standards. It's nice.
I've had multiple of their beers at Barcade in Brooklyn. And which is a beer bar I love, one of my favorites. And I just, whenever I see, I always try to drink local when I'm, you know, up in those parts. Whenever I see Six Point and it's a style I'm looking for, I'm like, bam. Cool. I can't bring them off the top of my head, unfortunately, because it's been a couple of years since I've been to Barcade. But, yeah, I always remembered, like, I always kept that brewery in mind, you know what I mean? It was just like Pretty Things, too. Pretty Things, I had a lot of good things up there, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember those guys, they're pretty good.
The thing that pains me about Six Point, I want to try more of their stuff, but I do know for a fact that Wine World near us is going to stop carrying their stuff altogether because they're having a problem with the date coding. They're getting beers when they're like almost out of date or already out of date.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's a problem with the brewery itself or if that's a problem with the distributor who's sending the beer to Wine World. So if anyone from Six Point ever hears this, please look into that because we would like to get your stuff really fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I had a resin. That resin I had, I picked up somewhere in Pennsylvania, and it. I looked at the date coding, and it was fresh. Like, within, 2 months, it had been canned. So it was pretty fresh, and it was damn good. I mean, it was nice. So I'm looking for more of your stuff, but I can't really get it here because of the date coding issue. So, Six Point, look into it, please.
I really wanted to stop at a liquor store when we were on our way home from the PA Renaissance Fair on Saturday. Because I know we can get stuff up there, we can't get down here. But we just didn't have enough time. And plus, they have this weird liquor laws. I wasn't sure if I could go here and have to get a case or whatever. I was just like, whatever.
I'll tell you, the way it works is you can carry a six-pack. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 2 6-packs is what you can carry, basically. So the way you can get around it, you have to play a game. And someone up there who was buying beer when I was buying beer told me this. He said, that's called the Pennsylvania Beer Shuffle. And he's like, what you do is you buy 2 6-packs and you can walk out with them. And then you come back in and buy 2 more 6-packs and walk out with them. So as many as you want. So
okay.
Or unless you want to go to a beer distributor. Yeah. And get an entire case, but who really wants to do that? You want mixed 6-packs. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants an entire case of a beer, especially one you haven't had, mm-hmm. that might not be enjoyable for
unless
you?
Unless it's breakfast out, which is what I was kind of looking for.
Unless it is breakfast out.
So I really want to get a case of that and just store it in my house for a long, long time.
I can hook you up.
I want
I'm going to be going up to Gettysburg soon, and I know a place that has it, so
bam.
Hook you up, brother.
Done.
All right. Let's go to mystery beers.
Let's do that. Let's get back to really... bad beers, probably.
Maybe. Hopefully.
See
not.
How optimistic we are? We're just like, oh, great, mystery beers. They're going to suck.
See, I feel like now mystery beer is pretty much synonymous with crap.
Yeah.
So it's like, drink this mystery beer. Yeah, it's like exactly. Nasty swill.
Yeah, drink this, like, you know, witch's cauldron of turd, you know? It's like just terrible. Toilet water.
Well, let's go ahead and take a close look at A. A is... brown, like unappetizing brown, kind of.
I'm not a fan of the color. It looks like all those 900 pumpkin beers we had.
Yeah, it's kind of that coloration. Like it's
orange brown.
It's also not see through. It's kind of hazy.
Yeah, it's got a haze, a little bit of haze to it.
It's got a decent white head to it.
Yep, that head is surprisingly white.
Okay on the lacing, medium lacing.
Not really. Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
All right.
Smell it.
Shake it and sniff it. I like that reaction. Oh, God.
I don't get...
Now I'm picking up cat piss.
Yeah, there is a cat pissiness in there. It's also a little alfalfa-y.
Yeah, I am not...
Hay.
I don't want to drink this.
A little honey to it.
These are the... This is the nose that I hate.
Yeah.
I hate beers that smell like this.
This is definitely a nose that we've had numerous times before,
yes.
And I don't think it's ever panned out well.
This is a just a pale ale or something, or it's going to be bad.
It's or
red ale or something crappy.
Yeah. You want to just go ahead and try it?
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited.
Ugh. Wet toast. Really watery. It's a little buttery, but it's really watery.
Yeah. It's a little buttery. It has a tartness on it. That is not expected and not... No, it doesn't seem like it belongs.
I get, like, a little bit of olive there. A little bit of, like... I wouldn't say briny, necessarily, because I don't think there's any salt in it, really, but... Maybe a little bit. I don't know. I just can't think of, like, buttered toast, but in a bad way. Not in a good way. Not, like, pumpkin good. This is... No.
This isn't, like, the worst thing I've ever had, but it's also not very great. I don't know.
It's dry, which I like. I kind of like it dry. It has a little bit of champagne notes in the finish a little bit. It's kind of like that crisp, dry.
Yeah, it definitely finish. Has a crisp, dry finish. And very, very typical champagne sensibility to it. I'm just getting so much of that, like, alfalfa hay type thing. And that's just not something that plays well for me. You know, if I'm going to get something kind of in that vein of, like, a plant... or something. I want, like, you know, like a hoppy floral note.
Honestly, the more I drink this, and maybe it's just the shell shock of going to a fairly good IPA to this, the more I drink it, it's not... I feel like I could quaff a glass of this. You know what I mean? Like, it's not offensive in any way. That's really, like, putting me off and I wouldn't want to drink it. I feel like this is a beer that you're out with your buddies on the, one of those nights and you're just like, we're going to get effed up. And you just go, clunk, clunk, clunk. Would be a beer you could do that with.
It's sessionable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you could get past the off flavors in it.
It does finish a little weird, so you'd have to keep drinking it in order to avoid the finish.
Which I think would be part of the sessionability for it.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to make it sessionable.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Don't stop. It's horrible.
Don't let the nasty finish creep up on you. All right. Well, let's take a close look at B. Yeah. B is like the B of last episode. It is very dark. It looks like a stouter porter.
No see-through whatsoever. No red, no nothing. I mean, it's dead, opaque, black. It's
like the black of night.
Yes. It's the black hole. Speaking of black holes, I saw Gravity in 3D IMAX.
Yeah.
Blew my sack back.
Okay. Well.
Blew my sack back.
The interesting thing about that is I was trying to figure out if I was interested in it or not, but when I saw Sandra Bullock was in it, I was immediately like,
see,
but I'm hearing great things.
I have a ridiculous attraction to Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Like, I want to explore her dark places.
Her black hole?
Yes. God almighty. But, like, her and Demolition Man, oh my God.
All right, I'll go back and watch that and just give it a shot, but...
But, no, Gravity has some slow moments and some of the plot developments, but, like, the 3D IMAX when stuff's flying, oh my God. I was just like, oh, Jesus! It was, whew.
Well, let's see if the smell on this beer reminds you of Gravity.
Yeah.
Getting things thrown at you.
Sandra Bullock's ass.
I hope it doesn't smell like her ass. That would just not be good.
Ooh, wow.
There's a very tan head to it.
Wow. The smell is fantastic.
My nose is starting to
jerky.
Close up on me.
I've got jerky. I've got licorice in there a little bit.
Okay. I can pick it out. Yeah.
Definitely jerky, though. Smoky. Nice and smoky.
Yeah, there is that saltiness to it as well that goes with smoke a lot of the time.
This smells fantastic.
I get a tad bit of chocolatiness on it.
Yeah, a little bit of chocolate.
I do like the way it smells. What little smell I can get through my clogged nose. I think that alfalfa scent got to me.
I think that, the licorice is kind of fading off, and I'm getting more pronounced of, like, the meat, the savory, the soy, the salty is more, the smoke. This is, like, liquid barbecue. I can't wait to drink this.
Well, then let's just jump into it right
now.
Saddle
up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's solid.
Mm-hmm. It's another, I get the olive again, like the green olive, the kind of salty, briny a little bit.
I can see where you're getting that, and it's not extremely pronounced, it's just kind of like a tinge of it on the end.
Mm-hmm.
I see where you're getting it.
Kind of like when you breathe, and kind of like, you know, take in your own, the mist, if you will.
Take in your own halitosis.
Mm. Exactly what I was thinking, halitosis, perfect.
Nothing like...
It is smoky. For me. But again, that's on my breath. Like, I don't get it in the taste, but I get it as I breathe, and I can kind of smell the smoke coming off of it.
Do you get any chocolate on the end of it?
A little bit. Not as much. Yeah, it's there. Cocoa.
Yeah, but...
Super, like bitter.
Yeah,
bitter
I was going to say, it's more like a bitter chocolate to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is pleasant. It is a pleasant beer. I don't think it doesn't like blow my socks off.
No,
but it's not bad at all, and
it's not bad.
One of the better
ones
I've tried.
I like this stout. I'm a fan. It's not thin. It's not too syrupy. It doesn't finish in a weird way. It just kind of finishes on this nice smoky finish. I like it. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of B.
Well, do you have ideas in your mind what you want? With numbers for these, sir?
I got numbers.
Oh, you got numbers already?
I got numbers.
Oh, wait. I have my number for B.
Let's go back to A and see if it goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it went down.
Okay.
Ooh, God.
I know.
Oh, man. Ugh.
I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going on this one.
All right. I want to see what you give A.
Okay. I'm putting a 2 on A.
That's what I was thinking. It was going to be a 3, then I tasted it again, and I was like,
yeah. So that's not a three. A's a two overall. I'm gonna give B a four.
I'm giving B a six.
I kind of had a feeling you. I thought you would go five, no. But I'm not surprised that you went six on that. Like so it. Actually, that's an overall of five for that one. That's good. That's that's a real nice showing for this podcast.
I'm a fan of B. I'm gonna drink it again.
I'll definitely finish that out. I'll finish the knife fight beer too, because it's not bad. I'll dump A most likely.
Yeah,
not
A so is going in the potted plant or something.
So A, with an overall two, is a loser this time. Do you have any guesses on what you think A is?
One more note to B.
Uh-huh.
It smells like the freaking turkey leg I had at the Renaissance Fair. Like, it smells like the roasted turkey leg.
You just have Renaissance Fair on the mind. That's your problem.
Now that I've drank it and kind of gone back to it, it smells like turkey leg. All right?
Do the turkey leg. Now, since you're the ABV man, do you want to guess the ABV on A?
I would guess it at like a 5.4 to 6, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking like 5.6-ish.
Yeah.
Like 5.6, yeah. And I'm thinking probably like a pale ale.
Yeah.
All right.
Throw away beer.
So with an overall 2, beer A is Stout Scarlet Lady Ale. It is an ESB, extra special bitter. They are... it's bottled by Stouts Brewing Company out of Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We're not fans of Stouts, are we?
Their double IPA is nice.
Is it?
I do like their double IPA.
I always think that I think I'm not a fan of Stouts, but then we've drank so many damn beers in this show. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, but that one you loved. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot about that one.
You truly never know. And it's funny because Stouts, Rebecca was reading an article to me today, and Stouts came up in the article, and, I was commenting on how Stouts doesn't put out new beers. Like, they just kind of have, like, their portfolio that they've had for a long time, and they don't do new stuff. They just have, like this
good.
Scarlet's been available for a long time, and their double IPA is, I quite like it. It's been a while since I had it, but I remember really liking it, so. But
so
yeah.
On this show, you give it, like, a 4, because you really like it.
Yeah, exactly. all right, so, and there is no ABV on the bottle.
Really?
So,
what
yeah,
the
so sorry about that.
Update your label.
So we'll just
come
say it's exactly
now.
What you said it was.
Exactly.
And do you want to take any guesses on B as to the style? That definitely got to guess the ABV on B.
I think B is a stout I have not had. I will say that much.
I would say the alcohol is about the same. Like, no, I'm going to say it's like a 6.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 6.2 maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, B winning this episode with an overall 5. Pretty good showing, but not, you know, threatening the top.
Mm-hmm.
B is, Bell's Brewing. Bell's Brewery out of Comstock, Michigan. It is their Kalamazoo Stout,
I think.
I'm not sure
if I had that when I was in Chicago.
It is a stout brewed with brewer's licorice. Awesome job in picking up
the
licorice. 6% alcohol.
Bam.
So there we go.
We are alcohol ninja.
We were on it and in it and on top of it.
And down it and through it.
So yeah, I mean, we did a good job. I'd say the Kalamazoo Stout, nice. I'm going to definitely finish it. Pretty sweet. I think our very first knife fight episode for my knife fight against Sean was good. Sean, you're... Your double wide got pretty good marks, so see how this pans out.
Hey, it's called double wide, just like your ass, Daddy.
All right, and that thrown out there, we'll have to leave all you to drink a nice beer, go out and grab yourself a Bell's Kalamazoo Stout if you can get access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the Stout's Scarlet.
Scarlet Turd.
The Scarlet Turd with the toilet paper in the bathroom. Thank you once again.
Keep it brutal.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.